What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
1, 2, 3, 4. I wake up, the sun's still down, can't see around the room. Got a big old mess around the house, don't know what to do. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. Car won't start, my dog got sick, got two leaks on the roof. Got a past due bill from the termite folks, a chip on my front tooth. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. I get down when baby's got the blues. Yeah, I get down, don't know what to do. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. Like shit, but it'll have to do. So I got drunk and I passed out with all my clothes on too. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. I fell down, hit my head, scuffed up my new shoes, ripped my jeans down the back, the only ones that fit right too. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. Yeah, I get down when baby's got the blues. I get down, don't know what to do. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues. Yeah, nothing's right when baby's got the blues.
1, 2. You're welcome. Welcome, John.
They don't taste as good. They open easy.
Well, I mean, you got to sacrifice something to get something. You know, you can't have it all, John.
I will say these taste better. These taste more juice-like.
Oh, I thought you said they didn't taste better.
They taste different.
Different. Okay. Different in, okay. So different in a good way.
Yeah, I'll give it a different in a good way.
Speaking of different in a good way, welcome you! Porch Talk, this is your host, Alan. What's up, John?
What up, man?
What?
What's going on, guys?
And, boy, did we figure out a fat back life hack. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Figured it out.
Wow. Well, as promised, here's a review.
Yeah, we got a review tonight. Review. Yeah. Well, welcome you to the review.
Okay. Where were we at?
Me
Ranchero.
Me Ranchero.
Yeah.
If you don't know, it's a restaurant in East Columbus, New Mexican spot. One of the New Mexican spots.
Yeah. Like one of the 37 in town, but
think about the three-way stop, like right there at Waterworks and Gardner. And if you're unfamiliar with that, if like you were at the end of Gardner, like by John's Deli.
That's right next door to the Freemasons Lodge.
Yeah, right next to Freemason. Yeah,
that too.
If anybody knows what that was built for, that building, no, Elrod's. Okay. I remember it. I remember Elrod's being there. It was a fast food restaurant.
Okay, that's why it's got the drive-thru.
Yes, exactly. It was Elrod's. You have to look that up.
That's where we were eating. That was a Freemason building we were in?
No. Next door was.
Next door is the
Freemason. Oh, I see. Yeah. I was like, well, this one had windows. Yeah. Yeah. I felt strange. No, I'm kidding. We're doing a positive review.
Exactly.
But you got United Deli. Ain't that right? John's Deli?
Yeah, United.
United Deli.
You're at that intersection of Gardner and Waterworks. Like, you could bust a right and you'd be at Love's, but you'd be back at 82, right? But you bust a left and you're at Elrod. No, you're at
what used to be Elrod.
Me Ranchero. Me Ranchero.
Yeah.
And, nice. Man, what a time we had.
Deliciousness.
It was that you could taste every ounce of love they put in every piece of that food.
A waitress cried.
Yeah. Not in a bad way this time.
No, they were happy.
They were excited.
Super excited.
I don't know about excited is the right word.
Yeah, I think it all.
Say more nervous.
We were ushered out with, please be careful.
Yes.
Please be careful. It was
by everyone. Everyone greeted us.
Everybody was greeting us. Everybody was asking us if we were okay, if we needed water.
It was over the top experience. It really was. It was awesome.
Talking about next level service.
Yeah.
All because of one statement.
Yep. I think it all started with old Alan with his little order.
Yeah, his order. Set the wheels in motion.
Yeah, and then it just went from there. Yeah.
I was number two on the roster.
So, yeah. So tell us what you recommend. Was it good?
Yeah. No, it's kind of poppies.
Yeah.
So it's shrimp. Supposed to be in six. Wasn't six. More like
27.
Yeah, more like 87.
It was about as many wings as he ordered that one time. And he got.
Yeah, he ordered a five-piece and they gave him 20.
Yeah.
Never going to complain again. Chorizo of potatoes. That's the poppies. Onions, peppers, cheese sauce. And
everything a fatback would want.
And a little cheese gravy.
Yeah.
Cheese gravy.
Fatbacking it up. Yeah, yeah. I saw it and I just knew. And
this is the one.
I order it. And here it comes, man. She said the wrong thing. I was like, I get the Mets kind of pop. She's like, good choice. I said, oh, you recommend it. I actually had it. It's my favorite dish. Ooh, and here comes Webb.
I was like, good, because he's going to give his review after he tries it. So that's all I say.
That moment on.
And let me tell you.
Everybody went high from
the nape of her neck down to the sole of her feet, a coldness fell upon her, as Danny said, the magical word, review.
She heard it in slow motion. Review. She heard it.
Big Tay eats. Fat back eats. There's three times three. It ain't pizza guy. It's fat guy.
Fat guy.
Wow.
Yeah, they gave us over the top. Everybody checked on us. Everybody in the whole establishment came out and saw us.
Owner checked on us. Even they came out from the kitchen. Was like, was everything good, guys?
Yeah. The cook came out and prayed over it.
Yeah,
it was.
I mean, I was waiting for the happy birthday song to come up with the sombreros, but it didn't quite get there.
I was expecting flan.
Maybe just on the house
and like some fried ice cream, maybe just because. And she was very adamant about it. You guys don't want any dessert?
No dessert? Come on now. Like, no.
I don't know where I'd put it. That's why I'm
I was like, I've got a to-go plate here. I can't eat with
it. He got a chimichanga and it looked like it was a chimichanga made of two.
Yeah, it was like a double chimichanga.
Yeah. Looked like it was made of out of a rhinoceros.
And I ordered
we felt the love.
Yeah.
Because I ordered that because I wasn't very hungry.
He was like, damn.
Then I'm like,
he got the avocado on the side, and boy, did they serve it on the side.
Oh, yeah, they gave me a whole plate, a whole bowl of.
We had a...
We had
chips and guap, yep, for sure. But hey, everything was all on point though.
I will say the guap was good too, and
everything was delicious.
10 out of 10, okay.
Oh yeah,
there's your recommend. Review.
Even if you don't, just don't tell them you're going to do a review because
I don't recommend that.
I was joking, but
I was embarrassed.
Hey, they were hoping he was going to give a good review, so here we are.
Giving them
a good review. So please go check out Me Ranchero.
If you would cash out the $200 tip, that would be over great.
There, yeah, for real. I mean, hey, the waitresses are not bad though. We weren't mad at that either. So that was a good. That was a good twist. It helped you. So
yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm telling you,
the food came out quick. Mm-hmm. Quick,
it did. Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, everything was on point.
For real.
I took a chip out of a basket and, would you like more chips?
Hey, we were taken care of. I appreciate that.
Turned down a basket of chips one time. We're like, nah,
we're good for now.
Then 2 seconds later.
2 seconds later, you guys want more chips and salsa?
Sure.
It couldn't have happened at a worse time. One of the funniest moments is John was recreating... throwing up.
Yeah, I was making a.
He was telling us about something. Yeah.
About what I had witnessed last night.
And guess who was walking up
So yeah, it made it even better. Yeah, that was wonderful.
And I was like, she saw that, and she's like, "Oh my god, we are cooked."
Dessert, guys? Do you want dessert?
Yeah.
With the extra cream, extra peaches.
Yeah, please. I want it all.
Please. Yeah.
Top notch.
Man, it was great.
Jokes aside,
it was very good.
Yeah,
I felt awful.
A third of the attention, it still would have been amazing.
Yeah, so, I would have been mad if they hadn't checked on us and said to give us water
for real. Yeah. Yeah, but hey, they did it. They knew what they were doing. So we didn't. We were just
we're idiots.
We're just
You made a joke.
I just made a joke that it went way too far. I'm sorry.
Took it all the way,
and like. I don't feel like you're ever in a position where you walk that back.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be like, guys, where do you think you sit today?
Like, we should go back next Sunday and see, like, if they set us up in, like, the upper booth.
Yeah,
upper booth.
So
we got this new place we just did.
We built this.
Just for y'all.
It's an altar.
And you know, if I would have tried to probably, you know, make her believe that we were doing a review, probably she wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah,
so me like, just saying those few words, I was like, good, because he's going to give his review afterwards. That's all I said.
You sounded so like there was conviction behind those words.
Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, by
the way. He's going to do a review. So watch
out. You recommend it. Your ass is on the line, lady.
That's right. And, it better be good.
Like, oh, my God.
Guys.
Didn't like that.
To give this man 800 shrimp.
Yeah, they had a little team meeting over there in the corner. You know, see that? They're all like huddled
up.
They
huddled up in the next room over, and like two of them had a cry session. I'm telling you, it was an emotional experience.
Yes, they're doing a review.
We're killing it, right? Oh my God, he's throwing up.
Yep. I can see that's going through my mind. They're like, oh man, no.
Never even fucking thought of that like that.
I was sitting here. I was like, yeah.
There it is. I realized it. I was like, yep. I was like, here she comes, and here you go.
And she like walked up into it like she wanted to catch it. Like, oh, she reached out her hands.
Let me help you.
I'll get this. It's no problem. I love you. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's too far.
But yes, please go check it out.
11 out of 10.
It's definitely worth it. Yeah, good food.
I will never.
That might be our.
I didn't even fucking do it.
It might be kind of one of our new go tos, you know, because it's pretty close to the house.
Every restaurant we go to from now on, I'm glad he's going to review it.
Oh my God.
See where it goes. You never know.
Just see what we can get. I want some
flan. I'm going to tell you, like, yeah. Stun on them. Like, first date, go to a fancy restaurant and just be like, I'll be leaving a review. And I think the waiter, waitress, and your date will both be, oh my God, what the what have I done?
But here we go, guys.
And then every 2 seconds game face. From that point on.
Do you need any more water?
And I guarantee you, like, of course we see it in our feed, like, Big Tay Eats or Pizza Guy. Like, I mean, and there's even more. There's, oh, like,
it's becoming like, a thing.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just, like, Mississippi. It seems like there's a lot of it in Mississippi. And then, like, there's drama. Like, you know, every now and then those restaurants are like, hell no.
There's I know one you guy, didn't. Mr. Chow Time or some shit. He'll be fucking ripping on Vile. Those restaurants. And they'll be, like, commenting on his shit, like, come back and say that to my face, motherfucker. Yeah. That kind of shit.
I'm telling you, it gets a little kooky out there. So I'm telling you, me and Ranchero, you're good.
Yeah, he's good.
In my eyes,
not gonna be mad whenever we say we're gonna go back there again.
You have your review.
Yeah.
Are we done with the segment? Probably not.
No, they'll circle back around. I'm sure.
It's
gonna have to.
I always circle.
Yeah. I love a good story. I love a good voice in the head. Yeah. And don't you like 2:30 in the morning?
There's a lot of voices going on around these days, you know. Yeah. Especially when it's 2:30 in the morning and your cameras go off, and you're like, "What's going on?" And you see headlights coming down your driveway, and you're like,
"And you're not necessarily in a place to wear headlights."
No, I mean that's I'm like, there's no reason for headlights to be coming down the driveway right now without me being notified first.
Yeah. Hey man, I'm gonna stop by.
Yeah, whatever. So,
Hey man, I'm drunk. I need a place to sleep. Is it okay if I crash out?
Yeah,
anything. You see a headlight?
Don't show up unannounced.
Yeah,
I mean, at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, there's no reason.
You might get unalived.
Could. Okay. I was ready for it. But, yeah, I mean, that's when you get up, you kind of figure out what's going on. You know, and that's what I did. I came out and looked around, didn't see nobody out there. So I was like, all right. So
he heard a faint cry in the pasture. In my head.
Yeah. In my head. The cranberries were playing from a low. He was holding it over his head. but yes, and so somebody had so I didn't think anything about it, so I just went to sleep. So I woke up earlier that morning, and I go outside to just see if anything got stolen. Everything was good. So then I looked around and I saw a car sitting out by the barn. And I was like, oh,
yeah, and the barn's not close.
No, it's not close. I mean, you've got to drive. You got to drive in and out and back in there, and. So, yeah, he tries to pull off into my pasture and get stuck because we've had all this nice southern springtime weather we've got going on. So, so I had a car. I had a new car for at least a good 14 hours.
I just, you know, you said his dad came out here with him the next day, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that day is like, I was like, well, okay, well, let's see what's going on. So somebody came up and was like, hey, I'm just trying to get permission to get my car. And I'm like,
I mean, even before that, and I was like, if you're out there listening, it's like, this is crazy. Well, I mean, it was caught like on video and like.
This happened.
And even before this, like his first plan of action, like if this ever was to happen, you call the authority, report it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely immediately. Did that, yeah, I reported the vehicle because it was suspicious. And I was like, what is this? Is it stolen? Did somebody, you know, I didn't know what was going on. I had no clue.
And then like, the second thing, and you said you had just got it hooked up, but, like, you...
Oh, yeah,
you,
I put extra cameras out there because I didn't know if they were going to come back at 2:30 in the morning to try to get it again, you know? I
was like, another disturbance.
So, so I had more surveillance just in case.
But yeah, like, sorry to interrupt.
I know. I kind of jumped the gun on that. Yeah, you're right. So
it's an important part.
It was. It really was.
Take care of yourself.
But yeah. But old guy comes up and is asking me, he's like, can I get my car? And I'm like, well, officer, hell, I'm trying to wonder why the fuck it's back there. to be honest with you. Like, why? And then he just comes and says, well, you know, my son, he hears voices and stuff from time to time. And I just went, oh, okay.
Gotcha.
All right, I get it. I know what you mean. And poor guy, yeah.
I just wondered how that conversation went.
With his dad, yeah. It's like, where's the car?
Because
it was registered to his dad. Because when we called the authorities, he did the call and said his name. And then when he came up, he said his name. And, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And
see, and that's like, another thing about reporting it. Like, they were able to, like, track that down.
This is who owns this car.
Yep.
Like, by the way,
it could have been just anybody. If I would have known that, then I'd have been like, okay, like, oh, it's your car? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you had the keys, I guess it is yours. Yeah.
what if you didn't call, keys were left in the ignition, title's in the glove box.
Yeah.
You know, like,
acquired a new car.
Yeah, exactly.
And can't tell me
don't
nothing.
Know anything about it. Yeah.
It is on your property and possession is 9/10 of the law.
That's true.
Running through my head, everything you said.
Yeah, he doesn't know where the car is.
Nope. He wanted to drive on out there. He thought he maybe discovered a whole new road. And he's like, well, there's a whole new road in Columbus. Dude, that ain't doing
this out. Is a loop, man. Yeah. This is a fun little loop.
I'm gonna go around and go back out.
It's a nice pasture scene, man. It really reminds me of East Columbus and New Hope.
Yeah. It was
or cool. I feel like there's going to be a road on the other side of this tree line. I feel like that was a
it probably was. Yeah. He's like, yeah, like, the road's got to be right there.
I'm on this driveway. I don't know where I'm going. And they're like, he had driving forward.
He had a pretty big ditch to get through in a damn Toyota Echo. At that was...
Hey, if you hit anything fast enough and hard enough,
you can get there.
You may get through it.
Yeah, might. Yeah. That's Amen. What happened.
Didn't work on the field though.
Yeah.
Man, I hit it fast.
No, he didn't. He was sunk straight. He went right into it. But yeah, so real stories of the Porch Talk Manor.
Yeah. Nothing. My favorite one was, we've done it on the show before, but story after story now it seems is like, I don't remember if it was a movie or something we were watching on TV or if it was just like a random impulse of John's, but he just randomly blurts out, man, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
And I see like lights coming in the driveway from where I'm sitting. I can see down the driveway and I was like, John, that's how I'd you say that? Because the police
coming
just
down
pulled
the driveway.
Up.
Yeah. And
everybody was kind of like blowing it off and I was like, no.
Yeah, they are.
No, that's real.
Yeah, they're really out there.
What'd you do?
And like, that weed is out there on the table. And I had just gotten away from getting in trouble with the same thing. And I'm like, fuck, they're coming for me again. That was my thought.
That's what happens.
But
that's
instead, it was some other meth head that had run through.
Run through the patio. Run back here. No.
You happen to see some guy running through the woods here?
Yeah.
Just a report.
Like, nope. Did not see any of that.
And I'm like, we just came in from out here.
And I would walk 500.
Yeah. That's what he was doing.
Yeah,
he was walking through them woods. We still don't know if they caught him or not.
I still don't know.
Hey, I mean, and before that, a wild boar.
Yeah.
Yeah, had a pig just come up in
and not just any, a huge
bitch.
Yeah. Huge,
talk about ride that thing. They had two other pigs riding it at one time. It was wild.
Yeah, that was when the pigs were trying to catch the pig.
Yeah. It made semi-national
news.
Photo
op gone wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a... That was a thing. That's all I can say. That was a thing that happened.
You would think with you being back here by yourself, you wouldn't have to deal with any wild
No,
shit.
I deal with some wild shit.
There's some wild, more wild shit that happens here.
Well, I get the outlandish wild, not just like your regular pew-pew wild. You know?
I know it would be annoying, but I think it would be something maybe like, it should be done is like set up a box on the other side, but like give yourself enough room to pull into the drive and then there's a gate. I know that's a lot. And you're like, hey man, fuck off with that. We're not doing that.
I have a camera.
Yeah.
Do you have one of the dingers too?
I mean, it just notifies my phone. So that's it. Yeah. But yeah,
going back to the wild shit you have out here. You know, I live out in the sticks, right? I don't have much wild shit. There's one time I had just gotten back from the aquarium.
You ain't got to worry about seeing wild shit when you are
wild shit.
That's right.
Everybody asking where it's at. I don't know. Never seen it because it's me.
I live with it.
I'm sitting there in my
car. I am it.
Puffing my pipe, right? And this is like 2 in the morning.
I got my hash pipe.
And I'm sitting there, my tobacco pipe. I'm sitting there puffing my pipe and just chilling, looking at shit on my phone. All of a sudden, I see this woman walk by. And then I'm sitting here, and I just go back looking shit on my phone. And then her fucking significant other walks right by my door. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I'll tell you what happened last night. Stupid. This is at 4:44 in the morning. And the only reason I remember that is like...
Because it's 4:44.
Yeah, 4:44. Yeah.
Yeah. He was hungry. He was waiting for Wendy's to open.
Yeah. 4:44, dude. I was thinking about it. It's angel numbers. I'm just kidding.
He's going to write a review. Watch out.
I'm writing a review right now on bullets.
On that 4:44.
But no. And I was just sitting out there smoking a cigarette. And Chris popped out. Of fucking nowhere, just you know how Chris appears.
Kringle, yeah, Kringle's up. Always popping in. Oh, that Chris, never mind.
Yeah, and
they said like, Kringle,
and we're just having a conversation, and out of nowhere, this chick walks up, and she said, "Most bizarre thing I ever heard."
What did she say?
What did she say?
She said, "You know, I just applied to get my CDLs. So, you know, I think in a couple weeks I'll be able to drive." And I said, "I appreciate you walking all the way over here to say that. Because you was all the way up there on the highway." She said, "Yeah. Hey, y'all have a good night." And just walked off. And I was like, I just looked at Chris and I said, you think that went the way she wanted it to go?
Was that where...
Like, what was that?
It's like, I'm gonna go tell these guys. I'm about to be driving a big truck and see what they say.
Like, hey, I'm here for it.
Like, that is great.
That's awesome. Cool. We need more truck drivers. Awesome.
Yeah, I need all my stuff to be delivered.
Yeah, I'm delivered. It was odd.
That is very strange.
Yeah,
especially at 4 in the morning.
You know, when I saw you see it coming, I was like, Turn.
Coming straight for you.
Oh.
Here we go. New tab.
And then, you know, you're just automatically assuming I get a cigarette. I get $5 to get a bite to eat. You know, whatever.
Where the hell are you going to get? Never mind.
Sprint Mart's open 24 hours. All right. You can order a pizza anytime of night now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sprint Zony, dog.
This shit is on point.
Say, good.
Another review. Here we go.
Review it up.
Yeah, but we did more than one bite.
Yeah. That's the rule.
I will say, I got a sausage Sprint Zony.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
In Starwell at Clayton Village yesterday, the sausage is not as good as the pepperoni. Still good though.
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
Stick with a meat lover in the spring because they don't charge you for no extra time.
You put all you want.
You cheat yourself when you just get cheese. Right. You can get anything.
You got to get it all
for no extra charge.
See, I didn't know that.
You got to get
that.
It all.
It's all $12.
No matter what.
Let me get it. Don't matter.
Let me get.
You got to get in there.
Let me get cheese with quadruple bacon. But yeah, I've only had it cold, and it was popping cold. I ain't gonna lie, good. It was on point.
I tell y'all what, next close on Sundays, I might just do Sprint Mart pizza for the
bring it on in.
I'll get three of them, and okay, we'll get some bullshit like pepper fucking roni. Are you kidding me?
We'll get some basic.
You can get a Supreme or a Meat Lover's, same price. You know what?
Just do pepperoni.
Just give me the sauce. Just the
sauce. It's like, can I get just the breadsticks?
Yeah. Would you like any, can I get some of those red chili pepper flakes? They have everything, by the way. They give you ranch, garlic butter, the crushed chili, and they're so nice with it. Shout out to that Reform Sprint Mart. Sprint Zony!
Man, I was about to say, most Sprint Mart employees are not nice. nor cordial.
Well, there's something special in Reform, Alabama.
Most of them just like, you got Spremar rewards.
Yeah.
It's all in the way you talk. I always call in my order. And every time I place my order, and maybe they don't have the etiquette down there, I'd be like, hey, it's cool if I order a pizza. Yeah, what you want? Man, what?
It takes my time.
Meat lovers, is that cool?
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, is that right? Can we make with that? That's no issue at all. I said, all right, how long? 15, 20 minutes. I'll see you in a little bit. Don't even get my name.
Yeah. Well,
they know you coming. know. You didn't call it in too many times, man. I know this one.
And they show up, and I show up, and they tell me, you're the guy with a nice voice. Very kind on the phone, they said.
Nice voice.
And they wrote a nice note on the pizza box.
Oh, wow. Like the way you talk.
Hope you enjoy.
You got a pretty mouth there.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
Story.
Well, I went in today. I get you some cigarettes that you needed, and I stood up there at the counter for...
Oh, shit.
A little bit before, and I saw her.
When we lift them up, you bring them back down.
You gotta, act like Tabitha and shit on them.
That's why when I went in there and got that pack of American Spirits that time, that the coupon inside the pack fucking expired in 2023.
Like,
and it's 26.
What's going on?
I'm talking about them damn turquoise, the last pack of American Spirits I bought in Reform.
Oh, yeah, you got an old pack, huh?
Yeah.
Hey. Must have went to that marathon.
I'm like, y'all going to honor this coupon for me? I bought it here. You saw me. I got the receipt.
You ever heard of a WeFund?
Yeah.
I'm crying over here.
I'm going to need, at least get the tobacco tax back on that.
So I don't buy tobacco and Reform anymore.
Yeah, you pick your gas station, dude, and like you're the guy buying the ones, and you know you're getting fresh stock because you buy it out.
Yeah.
Keep them rolling. You got to keep them in stock. That's right.
Now,
that's how it all works at Al Spirits Music.
That's exactly how it happens.
I go to this little gas station down the road from my house, and I'm just standing there with my 16-ounce Dr. Pepper because that's the way I like them. It's like a 16-ounce can.
Man.
And I'm like, and I'm just sitting there staring at the cigarettes. And they're like, do you need anything else? I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, like, you always just come in and stare at the cigarettes. I don't know.
It's like, I don't want to do those anymore. I just like to stare at them.
Just look at them.
I just like to look at them.
Do we not have your brand or something? I'm like, mm-mm, you don't.
He acts like he's on some kind of list. He's like, I can't be near him, but I can look at him.
Yeah. I'm looking at you through the glass.
That's exactly
like, I'd be so sour.
Wow.
I'd be sitting there just staring at him, like just staring at the cigarettes.
He's like, what you got behind that? I know you got some of your head back there.
Or the good shit. Now, I'm about to break down.
This is also a gas station that's got like souse meat.
Oh, hell yeah.
And hog head cheese.
Hey, that's all, man, on a cracker. They just
They sell.
They better have a little sleeves of crackers, I'm sure.
They sell sleeves of crackers, souse meat, hog head cheese, bologna.
Hell yeah.
All kind of shit.
I had a customer. He said, I want to put you on some shit. I said, okay. He said, I'll be right back. Went down to Ashmore's, brought me back a pack of crackers and some souse. He said, grill it up a little bit. You see.
Shit, throw it in the air fryer.
That shit. He said, shit like Spam, bro.
It's a little bit better than Spam.
Not bad. In my opinion. Not bad.
It's got a little spice to it.
Got a little heat, like sausage.
Yeah.
You ever had it? Souse meat.
There we go.
You hate on it? What about a country style rib?
Oh, man. I'll fuck one of them up. Man.
He's from fucking Reform. He fucking knows.
Country style.
That is one of the only grocery stores, like that area, that Gordo Piggly Wiggly, like that Reform. Like you go to other grocery stores, like, you don't see that. Mm-mm. Like, yeah, that's what
we. That's nothing but rib meat.
Like, yeah. We fuck with that. Shit's nice.
It's straight a slab up of rib meat about that thick, about that wide.
Yeah,
no bone. Delicious.
How you do it?
And then, like, Jax had a real good idea. You know, Jax fast food, like, some people say Jack in the Box. It's not.
It's not Jack in the Box.
It's a Southern quite. Thing. As far as I know, it started in Alabama.
Yeah, it's in Alabama.
It's in Mississippi a little bit now. I thought the Columbus incident might have killed it. Didn't.
Yeah.
But, another review.
Yeah.
Will you?
Well, yeah, this is the review.
We are reviewing, but... They tried that country style rib sandwich.
Oh,
McRib.
That shit is good.
Is it?
Get it.
See? Well. You swear by it. My brother was like,
nope.
None but pickles.
Shit.
None but pickles.
You gotta tell him to take that shit off and just get the meat and the bread.
I said, Trey, are you being fair? He said, probably not.
Nah, that shit is, it's 10 times better than that fucking McRib ever thought about before.
There you go, Jax.
Yeah, yeah.
You got another
good review.
Another good review.
Look at you.
And usually I shit on things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curious about here that catfish go. They got going on, though.
Now that,
can we find something to be critical of? We 3 for 3.
We got to figure it out.
French fries with that fucking cheese salt. I hate them.
What's going on?
I don't like the French fries. I like the fries. Yeah, I don't like it when they don't have the cheese, the popcorn salt on it.
Yeah. Fucking, that's popcorn salt on the fries.
For
man.
Real, man. But hey, it's good.
And I don't like it. I tell them to give me the fries without the salt sometimes. And they're like, well, we'll have to make a fresh batch of them. I don't give a shit.
Do that. That's how you get fresh fries at a place you know that, right? You ask for no salt on your fries.
And yeah.
They have to. I mean, because they're going to.
Bad back.
That's how you do it. Another tip. So we got, you know, tell them they're going to leave a review and ask for no salt on your fries. There we go. So.
And you get a whole, they going to give you a bunch.
Yeah, they're going to give you a good deal because they think you're giving a review. So they're going to give you a supersonic size.
We're going to do that everywhere from now on. He's going to give it a review.
Yeah.
Don't point at me.
He's the one. He was the one that likes all that shrimp.
Yeah.
I want to start inviting people like Comer. He's a review guy. Beware.
Watch him over there.
Like this guy. Huge following. TikTok, unbelievable. You look him up, he does have a huge following. It ain't for reviews.
He's got 40 million subscribers.
Yeah, yes.
It's, you thought I was bad. I've got 3.
Watch out. Not a million, just 3.
One of them, 2, my mom and my grandma. The third one, my fake account.
That's my burner.
My burner. And I get 3 likes, 3 follows. Every time.
Every time. At least you know what you're getting.
100%. Anything else to do? Good Lord. I could review all day.
So much.
We got a review. We got one more to do here. About Closed on Sunday. Oh, Fire Camino.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about Closed on Sunday.
Man. You couldn't even talk about it if you wanted to.
Man,
yeah,
look,
I wasn't even there.
Look. Got them ripping. Got them repping there. Look at that.
Fire Camino. Huggies. He brought some free Huggies by the store. I'll keep it.
But you got to go to the store to get it.
Okay.
So you got to go to the Special Music. Good one.
Are you going to be there tomorrow?
Evening after 6.
I'll be there tomorrow evening.
Fair. Yeah. So I had Caitlin, Cannon, and Ham Bagby. That was an 11 o'clock interview, 3-song set, then a podcast. Wasn't live, wasn't viewable. They had a gig that night at True Story over in the Birmingham area. But she came over to introduce herself. Fire Camino had a show at 3 o'clock. And of course, you missed it. But
it's over with.
He was cooking.
He did it.
Probably the best I ever seen him live. And as far as like, quality of a show, like he left nothing on the field.
It was, I will say, it was the most energetic show of all.
He was happy to fucking be there, and he wanted you to know it.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
He put it on.
He's always real enthusiastic about things.
Yeah, yeah, man. You gotta be. If you ain't happy about yourself, who
he wore a suit.
What?
He wore a suit. He had
a suit and tie. He was fully clothed this time. It was wild.
He looked like the homeschool kid that graduated and like went to a small church to where his dad was the pastor, and he stepped up into like a deacon role to where he started wearing his father's suit.
Oh,
that was two sizes too big.
Okay, I'm with it.
Wow. Okay, and you went a little far with it. I was just going to say, look, you robbed a damn...
it was great.
Funeral home. No, just kidding.
I like to fuck with Josh. You look great, buddy. I'm just messing around.
For real. For real.
Good grief. Take a joke, everybody.
Well, you're writing a review about it.
I'm writing a review, and that show was fire. Camino.
Yeah, good plug there. Okay.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Caitlin Cannon ruled. Him Baby ruled. Fire Camino ruled. Preston Gregory ruled, and he caught a lot of shit. Wow. Right when he walked in, Fire Camino starts the show. Oh, that's the guy that we've been fucking waiting on. Now we can finally start. So glad you finally made it. He was 5 minutes late.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Like, golly, man. Solid review. Catch all three of those people at Porch Fest. Coming up, review. Wow. People say it's going to be... Out of 10, it'll probably be about a 2.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. It's going to be bigger than Woodstock 99.
Yes.
They call it Shitfest.
What was the band? Oh, yeah, Bush's set in Woodstock 99 was fucking flawless.
Yeah, man.
And then everything hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Korn did it up, though, too.
Well, that was in the midst of shit hitting the fan.
I know.
Oh, that was almost like transformative and prophetic. Everything shit hit the fan after Bush. Very cool.
So what's the moral of the story?
Telepathic.
Shave your bush.
So I'm pleased to announce that we don't have anybody playing that I know of that's running for government office at Porch Fest.
That's good. Cool. That's good.
Always good. It's going to be a great time. Please come.
Bring your money.
Yes,
whatever you think
you're going to have to
pay, $5 extra.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeah, these are the door guys. They're telling you the rules.
I'm going to charge you what we feel.
Reviews, I mean, I could fly through some things. We've already talked about it, but maybe I think you should watch because we talked about it like 3 times today. Begonia.
Begonia. I talked about Begonia today with somebody. I can't remember.
It's a good film if you haven't seen it. Like Conspiracy Theory, Aliens, like True Stranger Than Fiction, Shaving Emma Stone's Head. So well, you have everything.
It's the wild stuff. The
wildest fucking movie I think I've watched this year.
Well,
okay. Check it out.
I watched some shit.
We know.
We watched it last year, though.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 25.
Yeah.
Damn.
But, you know.
I wanted to bring it back up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good one. I'm in a review mode.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one you shouldn't look over, man. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So fucking strange.
Anything else?
I mean, I am interested in the Ryan Gosling Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like space. I love learning about space.
Yeah, let's see what's going out there. Let's Hail Mary shoot this. Go for it.
Did you watch Adam Sandler's space movie?
I haven't, but I'm going to.
Space movie.
I gotta find
where he had the imaginary like spider and he was like alone.
Oh, yeah.
It might have been called Spaceman. I don't remember.
I think it is called Spaceman.
But I'm an Adam Sandler head. I watched it. You know, a lot of people was like shit on Click or they'll shit on Righteous Gems or they'll shit on
Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah, it's like man, let a dude breathe a little bit. It don't have to be a You know, he ain't always got to be a goofy fuck.
That's like when
he could be the cobbler.
That's like when Jim
Zohan.
When Jim Carrey did the number 23.
Oh yeah,
that was his first fucking movie. Like everybody's what? Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
I don't want to see him in that role.
I rewatched Fight Club for the first time in a few years the other night, and I was like, I forgot. Like, I would do anything.
Yeah,
old
Meatloaf was in it.
And Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto. Yeah, he was there.
That movie is star studded.
It is. It's good. First
Edward
time.
Norton, Brad Pitt.
That's a cult classic right there.
And that was when Edward Norton was, you know, his
income. Yeah, that was like after like American History X
and Hulk. Remember the Hulk?
No, that was definitely before Hulk.
Thank you.
He only ride that Fight Club wave long enough.
So fun.
You know how they're going back and revisiting movies?
Yeah.
I wish they'd go back and revisit Fight Club.
No,
not like a remake, but like
a new.
It was over though. I mean, it was mission accomplished.
Well, you could do like somebody. You could do somebody else in that same situation.
Yeah, you could do it.
Like a rebirth in them.
Yeah,
kind of different iteration.
Like he had
reiteration, I guess.
Modern day. To where it's like AI.
But it'd be like it'd be like
crypto.
It'd be like Bill Skarsgård as
Peter Thiel, Elon Musk are the bad guys. And look out for Bill Gates and that slimy fucker who owns the Washington Post and Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Man.
You ever notice how you don't ever hear nothing about Fred Smith?
Who the hell is Fred Smith?
The fucking owner and creator of FedEx.
Because FedEx sucks.
FedEx is the shit, dude.
FedEx is horrible. They mess up everything.
Let's give him a good old Mitch Hedberg joke.
Man. Which way?
He said he had a lot about FedEx. He's a drug dealer and he didn't even know it.
Yep, didn't even know it.
Congrats. R.I.P.
Yeah.
That's another review. How about that?
There we go.
He reviewed FedEx. what else? Sucks. This is a review.
Like, yeah.
You're under review. Did you share this? Did you talk about this?
Review it. Send us a review. Does what you'd like to hear.
You can take your complaints and your reviews to the dumpster.
It's like, they're just going to sit there for everybody else to read, not us.
Shit.
Just, you know when you come across, you know, on Facebook and everything, come across something that says, look at the comments. That's all it says. And comments are better than what the actual post is, you know? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear.
We were having our
hear those reviews.
And somebody.
You got to get on Black Facebook. They'd be wild. You ever on that?
Yeah, I've done that.
Y'all know Black Facebook?
Yeah.
Black Twitter's always better.
Yeah.
If
be popping off,
you need to expand your horizons on social media. I guarantee you, you won't give a fuck about politics. You'll be too busy having a good time. Latina Facebook, I don't know what the fuck is ever going on. Can I get this translated?
Yeah.
Hey, it's cooking over there.
Yeah.
Check out all areas of social media.
All corners of the world, dude.
And I'm telling you, you'd be surprised who says.
Yeah.
Who says that?
I was gonna say something controversial like Trump, but I ruined it.
Well,
yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
No, what else, dude?
We got what about music? We got other music. We got possible Buckethead coming up.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah,
June 7th, Iron City Buckethead. I'm going.
I'll definitely go to that.
We should definitely go.
Buckethead's a beast.
He is a fucking beast.
It just don't make no sense.
It's one of those guys. Like, it's an opportunity I never thought I would be there.
Yeah, it's like close. You see. Oh, I can actually go see that. Like,
see
yeah,
Birmingham.
Like, okay, it's right there.
And I mean, no offense to that. Another positive review, but like Buckethead is like somebody I just like. It randomly ends up on a search, or like you're like in a doom scroll. It's like,
and then it's there, and you're like, and you just get mesmerized.
Like, he's almost like a figment of the internet, and it's like, oh shit, he's in Birmingham.
Yeah, let's go see him.
I can throw a rock at him. If you can like get a ping pong ball to land on top of the KFC bucket. What's the reward on that?
He leaves you a review.
A good review.
Yeah.
Flawlessly landed in the bucket.
Like, he gives you a chicken wing. He goes, here you go.
You have it. That's wonderful. Okay, bucket to everybody.
Then he asks if you need any more water about 30 times.
Eve 6 and fastball is going to be.
Oh, yeah. Eve 6
I was
fastball.
My pride,
and,
I was choking the rhyme. Somebody else.
Fastball. Fastball in.
Somebody else.
It was somebody else. I can't remember who it was. Yeah. But there is somebody else with them, too, that I was like, oh, okay. That's a.
I think I might try to hit that one, too.
There's a lot going on with that era.
I am a fastball fan.
Dude, the way
I bought the cassette tape. And you know how it's kind of lower in the beginning?
Yeah.
Ding, I thought the ding, tape ding, was messed ding. Up.
You're like, oh, yeah, because it has like the radio. You're hearing the radio going in between. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, something's wrong.
I thought it was messed up, so I quit listening to it for years.
Like, no, you're getting the real thing, dude.
And then I got it on CD. I got that album on CD.
Like,
and
so
I
was like, just as crappy as the other one.
I'm like, fuck, I could have been listening to this album the whole time.
Damn, man, you didn't give it damn 5 seconds.
He's like, sometimes I feel like has John thrown me out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a fastball on cassette.
Yep. He drank up the wine and then drove away.
They made up their minds.
I think I was 12 when that album came out.
Sound about right.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Would that be like one of the first, like, I'm not even saying your own money, but like that would have been the first time you like, I want this.
Gotta have this album.
Gotta have it. Why? Yeah, I just know.
Because that one song you heard on 94.1 a million times.
Mom, I was at Skate Zone this past Friday night.
Right, and this song was.
If I go crazy, and would you still call me Sue from Three Doors Down?
Yeah, we're Three Doors Down, man.
Hell yeah, I liked them. I liked
them. Kryptonite.
Yeah. Hey, man. That was
When that song came out, it was.
It was. You know it was.
I'm saying it's like 2001, maybe. 2000. Kryptonite came out.
Another good review.
There, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that dude's name? Brian Ant Arnold or some Arnold. Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
For sure, man.
Hell yeah.
We've lost a lot of good ones this year already. We're in the middle of March.
2 months in, dude.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, that's how it goes, though. Bad review.
2026, you suck.
Death, we give thumbs down.
We ain't with it.
Yeah.
And that's all for this one.
For real, guys. Till next time. What's in your head? In your head.
Do anything, find
and the cold sips the wind.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.